Hi, my name is Tony Ross. I'm a program manager on Internet Explorer. We've been talking a lot recently about enabling the same markup. What we mean by that is making sure that you can use the same HTML, JavaScript, and CSS and IE9 that you can use across all of the other browsers. And that's part of what I want to talk about today, is how IE9 is enabling the same markup. But more than just the stuff that already works, IE9 sets the stage for more of the same markup to work tomorrow. Now, today I want to walk you through a little bit of a simple menu script that is built using the W3C DOM event model and show you how that takes advantage of IE9's W3C event support. This menu system is quite simple, just displays summaries when you hover over individual menu items, but it also allows me to type the name of a menu item, such as contact, and get that to focus. Most importantly, this menu system works across browsers. Now, initially, my menu system doesn't have all that much interactivity. It's got a little bit of CSS, you know, hover effects, but all my summaries show up right away because I still need to initialize it. To do that, I'm going to take advantage of one of the key pieces of the W3C event model, Add Event Listener. This allows me to register for events on all sorts of different objects. Specifically, I'm going to hook up for the load event so that I can know when the page has finished loading and I can go and initialize my library. Then my script hooks up for focus and mouse events to actually show and hide the summaries as appropriate. But one of the things here that I've noticed is that on larger pages, my menus aren't ready until everything on the page is loaded. And I'd like to make it happen a little bit sooner. To do this, I can take advantage of an HTML5 event known as DOM content loaded. This fires immediately when the parser is finished instead of waiting on external resources like images. To illustrate that, I've built this separate sample page where you can watch two different displays. On the left, we have DOM content loaded, and on the right, we have a display that'll update when load fires. As I go ahead and refresh, you'll see that DOM content loaded fired almost immediately, but load waited until the images were actually finished. Now, IE9 is about more than just enabling the same markup today. It's also focused on enabling the same markup tomorrow. One of the key pieces of this is the key property on key events. Specifically, this allows me to get the key that a user had pressed very easily, so that if I'm typing things out like hello, I can display it, or more importantly, for our purposes, I can hook it into my menu system, so that when I type home, my menu shows up. Now, as I mentioned, this is part of same markup tomorrow, so the key event isn't yet supported in the other browsers. And if I try to use this in Firefox, I'll actually end up getting a script error. Fortunately, IE also supports the properties on key events that the other browsers do, and you can write a little bit of workaround code using the key code property. Now, this is something that has been in other browsers, but the standards have really taken it and improved it, and that's where the key property has come from. But in the meantime, with a little bit more effort, I can keep things working in IE9, and I can get my menu name selection working in Firefox as well. Okay, back to IE. Now, another way that IE9 is helping enable the same markup is through making it easier for you to detect what events it supports. This has traditionally been a bit of a problem. It's like you have to know a lot about an event to know if it should have fired so you can detect whether it's really supported. The W3C event model has a solution for this and has feature. So if I wanted to use, say, the events mouse enter and mouse leave instead of mouse over and mouse out, I can simply ask whether the feature is supported, and then I can use them. Of course, I've written my menus to fall back to mouse over and mouse out just in case they're not supported. Now, I won't go into the full details of the differences between these two models, but suffice it to say, mouse enter and mouse leave allow me to deal with less events, so I'm only targeting the events I really want to know about. To give you an illustration, I'll compare to Chrome. It's still using the mouse over and mouse out code, so as I hover over a menu item and move to its summary, I'm getting a lot more events firing, as you can see by the counter that I've put on the page. But when I move over to IE9, I only fire as I move in between menu items, which is all that I need. So in addition to enabling the same markup today, we recognize that you have existing code that needs to work with a variety of different browsers. And so one of the key things that you can do for your own sites is to make sure you're detecting features properly so that you can ensure you're running the same code in IE9 as all the other browsers. You do this by using feature detection and, most importantly, checking for standards first. Here, I've written a detect for add event listener, and if it's available, I use it so that IE9, Firefox, Chrome, Safari, etc. will run the same content. But if it's not available, I'll fall back to using something like attach event. So today, I've showed you a bit about how IE9 is working both to enable the same markup today and giving you features so that you can use more of the same markup tomorrow. The call to action for you is to make sure that your code, or even the framework you depend on, is using feature detection and testing for standards first so that you can ensure that you're running the same markup in the same way across all the browsers.